Good morning. This is Sue Slack talking to Barbara, who's going to tell us about her life in Burwell.
Yeah. Hello, Sue. I'm Barbara Turner. I was born in 1942 in Martins Road. I was one of seven children. Martins Road was a very friendly place to live. Everybody helped each other and nobody locked any doors. At the bottom of the garden was an orchard which we later became Orchard Way, where we would go scrumping for fruit for Mum to cook. My dad kept pigs that Mr. Berlin would give him the runt of the litter, and he would bring them home in a galvanised bucket and lay them out in the sun and rub their lips with brandy to keep them alive. Mr. Berlin had a small hole down junction of Bunton's Path and Silver Street, where he would keep these pigs, and he would also have a field of crops. There's no houses on there. I remember my mother helping out at births and deaths in the village. Nurse Bolton, the district nurse, would call on Mum to help wash and look after the children, and Mr. Palmer, the undertaker and builder, would ask her to lay out the people who had died, and she would wash them and look after them. I went to St. Mary's School and had to walk at least a mile every morning and home again at night, sometimes in the dark. After tea, we would all gather in the road with a piece of linen line and play skipping or hopscotch. Even the older people would come home from work. The 20s and 30-year-olds would come out and join us in a game. And at 8:30, Mum would call us in to go to bed. Martins Road only had 28 houses, with a very tall hedge at the end with a stile, and we could go over and play in the chalk pit, where we would play hide and seek and make dens. We would be gone all day and sometimes take a packed lunch. Most Sundays we would go to chapel. I vaguely remember the welcome mission at the top of Toys Lane, but I went to the Methodist on the causeway, which is now flats. If we didn't go to Sunday school, we didn't go to the seaside. So that was the only time we went to the seaside. I remember the bread coming around with Freddie Bignall come around with the bread, and he would deliver it on his horse and cart. And the horse knew every stop. Sorry. Do you want me to do that bit again?
That's all. Just have a glass of water. You're fine. That's it.
Okay, do you want me to do the summer light bit?
No, just carry on. Yeah.
The bread was delivered to the door by Freddie Bignall with his horse and cart. The horse knew every stop and would just stop and eat the hedge along the road. And the summer light van, which was a big van covered with all pots and pans and mats and anything you needed for the house. And you would buy the oil from there to have your light at night. Mum would heat the kettle on a Primus. Roger Fuller would deliver meat. In a van, no washing facilities, just meat in the van. Milk was delivered every day. There was lots of meadows and fields in the village. We loved walking through the meadows. And in the late 1950s, 60s, we enjoyed the motorbike scrambles held at Spring Close and would stand on the hill near the swamp and watch the bikes get stuck in the mud. A lot of the big names, such as Andy Lee, Brian Stonebridge and Jeff Smith would ride there. Down Hythe Lane and Low Road Junction, there was a slaughterhouse with a tap on the corner. We could watch the blood run down the road. Quite gruesome, but us children used to like it. My dad had an allotment behind the cemetery, where the second part is now. He also had a piece of land near the stile of Spring Close, with a derelict house on it which we thought was haunted. I think he told us that to keep us out of it. That was in 1962. He sold the land for £1,000, on which the gentleman who bought it built two houses. When I was 10 or 11, Carter Road was built, and they took the hedge down from Martin's Road, so we had a through road. We didn't have electricity until 1959. The water inside the house and bathroom was in 1962. I married in 1962 and lived down Judy's Hole in Mitcham's bungalow. My father worked for the Cambridge County Council, driving the steamroll, and travelled miles around with his hut behind him. It was similar to the shepherd's hut that is at the museum now. He would often sleep overnight in this and come home on a Wednesday and Saturday. During the winter months, he would be out 3 a.m. in the morning to grit the roads, standing on the back of a lorry, shovelling the sand onto the roads. If there was a roadworks in the village, he would go out before dusk and light lanterns, and in the morning he would put them out. He had no car, and only transport he had was a bike. I remember Dad coming home one night, very pleased the council had bought him a diesel roller and he didn't have to start work so early. That was in 1953. When we went to school, we'd call him Claydon's shop or Hawkes's shop. Very often in Claydon's, the woman would be in the back and she would have to shoo the cat out of the sweets before we could buy them. There's no safety in this. I'm wrong now.
No health and safety.
Yeah. No health and safety then. Shudder to think. Very often we would watch the windmill go around on the way to school, and it was just in the... I lost it.
In the distance? Mm, yeah.
In the far distance, there, yeah. But, yes. Yeah. And every time we went to the village, that we could see the sails going round.
What year would that, approximately, would that be?
That would be before I was 11, so that would be about 1953.
Right, yes, mm-hmm. yeah. So it was still turning. What do you remember about your school days? Were the teachers nice?
Very strict. Mrs. Carter, who was very strict. We called her Fanny Carter. I don't know what her real name was. But she was very strict. In fact, one day she thought my neck was dirty. I had some brown ointment on it and she scrubbed it for me and took all the skin off.
Wow.
But there, we survived. We survived and we went on. But we did enjoy school, really. And we did learn a lot, I suppose. Not like they do now. We learned to cook. We learned to sew. We learned to knit at school. That was at the secondary modern school.
So you carried on sewing then?
I carried on sewing, yes. I'm still sewing now.
And you had a shop in the village?
I had a shop in the village. It was down near the co-op. And it was called Barbara's. And I'd just done alterations and repairs. And we were kept very, very busy. I had that for about 11 years. And then when Mr. Brown decided to sell his land and they built houses, my daughter took the shop over and she went to the Causeway, where the centrepiece is now, and she started doing haberdashery, knit and yarn, and alterations and repairs, which I carried on doing at home. And I still do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's a good service for the village, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So you kept busy then?
I'm very busy, always busy. Always something.
And you mentioned that you used to go to the seaside. How did you get to the seaside?
By coach.
Oh, right.
The Sunday school, if you had enough attendances on your list, you was allowed to go to the seaside.
And
that was
on
our special trip for a year, every year.
Yeah. So where did you go?
Mainly to Yarmouth and...
Hunstanton, would you?
Yes, Hunstanton or Yarmouth, but yes.
Yeah, so that was good fun, yes.
That's right. Yes, yeah. That was our only trip.
Yeah.
I remember going to Bury once and getting lost.
Oh dear.
I wasn't very old and I lost my mum, but we found each other again and got home safe. Yes.
Do you remember Christmas when you were young?
Oh yes, Christmas. My mum was very good. She used to... We was led to believe that Father Christmas decorated the tree and the, bought the presents.
He was busy then.
Very busy. And yes, my mum used to do it when we got to bed. Hence we had to go to bed. We had to be in bed and asleep by 9 every night. Very strict.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This was every night?
Every night. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, every night.
Right, yes.
In bed by night.
No television then?
Oh, gosh, no. No.
No.
The family didn't have a television, not until I was married for quite a while before we had a television. And my father used to come and watch our television long before they had a television. Mm. Yes.
So did your family get together at Christmas?
Oh, yes. We still do.
Yes.
We do have family Christmases, which is good. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. And did they do anything in the school for Christmas or? I don't remember.
We used to have a Christmas party where we all had to take something. Uh-huh. We all had to take something to eat, you know, and we'd have a Christmas party. But that was usually in the afternoon. Yes. Once we got to the secondary modern school, my friend Ruby Ling and Brenda Sammons used to go and take bottles back to the pub, which was the Bushel, and we'd take all these bottles back and get 2p a bottle.
Mm, you did then, yes.
And if we got a half a crown, we had enough to go to Newmarket, to go to the cinema, and to buy an ice cream and come home again.
Mm. So on the bus, yeah.
On the bus, yes.
So you liked the cinema?
Yes, it was very rare, but yes, we did.
What were your favourite films?
Gosh, I can't remember films.
Did you like westerns?
Yes, the westerns. Yes. Anything what was on, really, we just used to go and see the boys, really.
Oh, well... Were there any other things in the village, that any dances or anything, you meet boys?
Well, there was one or two dances up the Memorial Hall, but I didn't go a lot myself. Uh-huh. It was mainly just to the pictures on
yes,
the cinema.
That was the outing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we used to amuse ourselves at home. We'd make up plays and have dens in the gardens.
Well, I think
and
you're more resourceful then.
We had big gardens. My dad had a three-sided shed, and we used to put blankets up the front to make
it a den. Yeah,
a den. Yes.
Yeah.
And we'd dress up. We always had a dressing up box.
Yes.
We would dress up and make our own amusement. Really. Mm-hmm.
Did you have bikes at all? Did you go on bike rides?
I never ever ride a bike. I was the only one in the village, well, only one in the road that had a bike, but I never rode it.
Well, right.
Everybody else rode it except me.
Yeah. Oh, right. So it was lent out, wasn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, because some of the distances can be...
Road bike.
Yes.
Yes.
And did your father have a car? Did you?
No, only a bicycle.
Only a bicycle.
Yeah,
yes.
He had a bicycle. He used to bike everywhere.
And he had his road roller.
He did have a road roller, yes. And I remember that he came home the next day very excited because the council had bought him a new roller, which was a diesel roller, which meant that he didn't have to get up so early in the morning.
So this went faster, presumably?
Oh, yes, it went a lot faster. Plus, he didn't have to get the steam up to get it going, because when he had the steam roller, he had to be there an hour before they started work to get the steam up.
Mm. So less work
to get going, yes. But he'd done all the roads around here. I think he made a better job than what they are now.
Oh, so some of the roads are dreadful, aren't they?
I know, yes.
With the potholes, yes.
Mm.
Can you remember the sort of food your mother used to cook? Anything was your favourite when you were
gosh,
little?
Oh, gosh, yes. She'd make a big dinner out of very little. She'd have a few rashers of bacon and make a bacon and onion roll, which
yes.
is very tasty, and because she'd make a jam roll as well, which is very tasty.
And did she put it in a cloth?
Oh, yes, put it in a cloth and boil it for hours. Yeah. Yes, because we had a kitchen range, the old black kitchen range, which she would keep it going all day.
You'd have to put and then wood in it? Did you put
a coal?
Wood and coal, yes.
Wooden coal, yes.
Keep it going, yeah.
And she'd put it on all day, and then we'd go out and come home, and the dinner would all be cooked for us. So it's very good.
Yeah. And did you have a garden with vegetables?
Oh, yes. My dad had a garden and an allotment. And he had the land round the Spring Close, which he used to grow a lot of daffodils round there in the springtime. And Mum used to sell them to make a bit extra money. And, he was a very good father where the vegetables were concerned. There was always plenty of vegetables.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And because with the orchard down the bottom of the garden, we had fruit as well.
Well, ideal. Yes.
Yes.
That's great. Yes. So you got your five a day then?
Oh gosh, yes. That was the main thing was the vegetables.
Yes. Mm. Did you have meat every day?
Not really.
Would you have sort of eggs and cheese?
Oh yes, plenty of eggs. We had chickens. My dad always said that he would have chickens and he'd have a cockerel because he'd try and fatten that up ready for Christmas.
Yes.
But he would give it a name because then he couldn't kill it once he'd give it a name. So he had to have what anybody... He'd work on a farm or something and the farmer would give him something for Christmas.
You would know. You have a goose or...?
No, usually a cockerel.
Usually a cockerel,
That was the highlight, was a cockerel, because you didn't get chicken very often.
No, I don't.
Not like now, chickens every day. Yes, but, you know, and a cockerel was
would
something
special. Would you have
special.
Rabbit or hare?
Oh, yes, Mum used to make rabbit stews and things like that, yeah.
Would that be from the butcher? Would you get that from the butcher?
Usually what Dad would trap in the fields or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, where he used to work around and there's always something, you know, that he could kill for us to eat. Though we was a very poor family, we did eat very well.
Yes,
and no
yes.
matter who was around, Mum had always got a jam tart or a... fruit tart or something.
Yes, she would make her own jam.
Yes.
Did she make things like pickles?
Oh, yes. Everything was bottled and pickled.
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, preserved.
There's never an empty pantry.
Right,
no.
Yes.
That's...
Okay. Think of anything else that we could talk about? My mind's gone black. How many?
Yes.
Right, I'll stop it just for a minute.
Say yes, and I'll be done.